Welcome back, Lisa. I'm Calm, professional female, and today we're turning our attention to self-help, not as a promise to become a completely different person, but as a practical way to understand yourself, make intentional choices, and create meaningful change. Self-help can sometimes feel overwhelming. There are countless methods, habits, books, and confident opinions about what you should do with your time, your relationships, your mindset, and your future. Yet lasting growth rarely comes from trying every new idea at once. It tends to begin with something quieter, recognizing where you are, deciding what matters, and taking a small step you can realistically repeat. This course will explore useful principles for personal development through clear explanations, reflection, and practical application. Along the way, you'll be invited to consider how your thoughts influence your actions, how habits take shape, and how motivation can be supported rather than simply demanded. We'll also approach setbacks with a balanced perspective. Progress is seldom perfectly smooth, and a difficult day does not erase the effort that came before it. As you listen, there is no need to agree with every idea or adopt every technique. Think of this as a chance to gather tools and test them thoughtfully. A strategy is valuable only when it fits your circumstances, supports your values, and can be used without turning growth into another source of pressure. You may find it helpful to keep one area of life in mind, perhaps confidence, focus, emotional balance, relationships, or the ability to follow through. Rather than trying to repair everything, choose something specific enough to observe. What tends to happen in that area? What helps? What gets in the way? Curiosity often reveals more than criticism does. Personal growth is not a contest, and it does not require rejecting who you are now. It can be an act of respect for your present self, listening carefully, choosing deliberately, and building conditions that make better choices easier. So, as we begin, consider one simple question. If meaningful change did not require a dramatic reinvention, what small shift might make your everyday life noticeably better?